welcome to Tweens Talk Touchdowns. I'm Matthew, and this is my co-host, Sky. And Sky, what are we going to be discussing today?
Bills, NFL teams, and crappy Madden 20 ratings.
So, we're pretty much going to be yelling at the Madden 20 ratings?
Yeah. The analysts kind of suck.
It's like these people get paid to give the ratings, and we're going to say, get a new job. You suck.
Yeah, pretty much. For one thing, Dawson Knox, he's only like a 69.
And if you know, he's 70 something.
I checked it this afternoon.
We'll check later.
He's a 69 overall tight end, and I had to edit him, and I ended up bringing him up to an 85.
Okay, so if you don't know who Dawson Knox is, he's a rookie. He was a third-round draft pick by the Bills in the 2019 NFL draft, and did I already say that he was a tight end? I think I did. And he's done okay. Nobody really expected him to do well. Tyler Croft, the Bills' starting tight end, was going to be starting tight end, was injured, and still is injured. I think he might be cleared to play.
Oh, that's why we haven't heard of him. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So Dawson Knox had a few good plays, and, you know, he's really appeared as a very good player, and analysts have called him very, very good. And
yet he's still only a 69 in Madden.
Okay, I'm going to keep this a secret with just you and our listeners. Madden rating people are slow.
They are. I mean, for the most part, the ratings are on target. But for some reason, for the Bills, their ratings are terrible. Like for Devin Singletary, he's a 72 overall. I had to make him a 79. I ended up bringing up a bunch of his stats.
He's a rookie
stats.
And he's not starting.
Well, that's because Frank Gore is starting, so.
I guess he's
I made John Brown go from a 79 to an 84. That's Robert Foster. No, it's not. That's about right. Robert Foster from a 72 to a 78.
The second year under. 78 is good. Yeah.
Isaiah McKenzie, I think, from a 72 to a 79.
Mm-hmm.
I left Cole Beasley where he was. Josh Allen, I brought up from a 75 to a 79.
I think they've made his ratings 76 today.
That's still not good enough.
Yeah, 76 or 78 or something. I don't know.
Okay. Well, 78's about right. I brought him up to a 79, though.
To be a good starting quarterback, you got to be, maybe not Madden because, you know, Madden's dumb, but in real life, like your actual overall, like if you had overalls in real life, I think that you should be at least an 80. 82.
Well, depends.
I think so. But speaking of, what was the player that you had talked about when I had said, could I talk about him? Because I forgot. Oh, yeah, Cole Beasley.
Singletary?
No, Cole Beasley.
Oh.
Cole Beasley, we signed him to a decently big contract for 4 years, and hopefully he'll improve because this year, he's been.
He's done well. He hasn't exploded or anything, but he's done well.
I've been a little underwhelmed because I was expecting a little more. Now, I know this is a veteran, but he's been in the league for a while with the Cowboys, so he's had a lot of experience.
Playing with the Bills has been a drastic shift for him.
Yeah, you know, the Bills aren't too far away from what the Cowboys were a few years ago, you know, kind of rebuilding because, let's be honest, you know, every team has a rebuild stage at some point. The Cleveland Browns. Sky, do you know when the Cleveland Browns were established?
I don't know.
Give me a guess, and we'll count that. It's in the
90s. 1999.
I actually don't know, sadly. But the Browns, can we safe to say, let's say they were, I think they were a little earlier than that. I'm sorry that I don't know this. I should.
No, you shouldn't. It's the Browns.
Good point. But I host a podcast, and so do you.
So?
I feel like we should know more stuff.
We're not pros. Doesn't matter.
I guess, yeah. But the Browns, let's say 1999. The Cleveland Browns rebuilding since 1999.
That's funny.
Yeah.
No, they used to be good.
They've made playoffs once. Maybe twice.
Okay, they were good
when
they made the playoffs.
They've never been to the Super Bowl. And they've never been to the championship game. And I think they made it to divisional round once and lost.
Well, there's the...
The Browns are bad. Deal with it.
I'm trying to think of a team that has a worse history than a Browns.
I mean, Patriots. I mean, if you count, like, scandals and all that.
True, but...
They have a bad history, but, like...
Yeah, no, I think Browns like have the worst record? History.
Well, I don't know. You could argue that the Bills are.
True.
Because they lost four Super Bowls in a row. But still, they are good. We're good enough. I hate when people are like, oh, the Bills are so bad they lost four Super Bowls in a row.
But and you can't just like, say your team has made it three times in a row unless you're the Dolphins or the Patriots.
Yeah. Or maybe the Vikings, did they?
No, it's just the Dolphins, Patriots, and Bills that have made it to the Super Bowl three times in a row.
Why is the AFC East so good, like, in within the...
Historically?
Historically, but you...
Well, the Jets. There's the Jets. They've never been historically amazing.
No, yes, they have. They won the first Super Bowl.
Well...
Super Bowl.
Okay.
I think...
They were historically great in... What? The beginnings
of
the NFL?
When the AFL.
Actually, and AFL.
Yeah, AFL and NFL when they combine, you know.
Bills and Jets were both part of the AFL.
Mm-hmm. And I believe...
So they've been long-time enemies. Lots of other teams have.
Mm-hmm. Bills were founded in 1960. It was weird when I realized that my grandparents are older than my favorite football team. But, you know.
Yeah, I can relate.
I was like, wait a minute, you're older than my favorite football team. That's kind of weird. Anyways... The thing is, they've been historically great, but none of those teams have been good in 1 year, really, except for 1 year. So can I tell you about 1 year?
Sure.
The Bills finished first in their division. The Dolphins came in second, made wild card. The Patriots came in third, made other wild card.
What about the Jets?
Jets are dookie. They finished with like 5 wins.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
It pretty much sums up the Jets. But anyways... I'm just remembering your friend.
My friend said Sam Darnold is better than Josh Allen.
I don't agree with that. I get how some people could, but... Wait, I mean, can we
it's
just...
Close, it's close enough, I will admit, it's close enough, skill-wise, for you to say it depends on what team you're rooting for.
Yeah.
It would be more interesting, because it's close, you know, it's close enough to say if you're rooting for the Jets, it's Sam Darnold. If you're rooting for the Bills, it's Josh Allen. It's not a big difference, so it's close enough where you can have biased opinions. But it would be interesting to see what somebody would say if they're rooting for a team that's not the Bills or the Jets. Because I don't really think I've gotten an opinion from some of those people.
Yeah, I gotta ask some of my
So,
friends.
Leave a comment about that. If
there's no comments. It's like reviews, no comments, sorry.
It's the same thing.
No, it's not because I can't like, it's not just like there, it's there for like ever.
What?
It doesn't work like that. If we wanted to get comments, we'd have to set up like an email thingy that if people wanted to email
You
comments.
Have said leave comments.
No.
Yes,
I said
you have.
Leave reviews.
Oh my God, it's the same thing.
No, it's actually completely different.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
What's the difference?
Okay, so... Comments, please don't interrupt me for this. I'm very smart. I know what I'm talking about. Stop looking at me like that.
Hurry up.
So, comments are for one episode or video. Usually, I'm going to refer to YouTube videos versus podcasts. So, in YouTube videos, do comments. So, the comments, you say something, you don't leave any star rating or anything. And it's just there for that one video. And
oh, I understand. Rating is for the thingy overall, but comments is for the one video.
Mm-hmm. And also you leave like a review and that, all that. So, yeah, there's no comments. So, that's the difference. Now, what was I talking about?
Sam Darnold versus Josh Allen.
Right, okay. So, Sam Darnold, I feel like he definitely had a bit better O-line than Josh Allen in year one for them.
A bit better.
And the Jets O-line wasn't great. Okay.
The Bills O-line wasn't good, period.
It wasn't bad, period. It was worse.
It was worse than bad. It was like...
The Texans. Deshaun Watson was the most sacked quarterback in the league. And Deshaun Watson's good.
True.
And can scramble. And he had good receivers. So...
True.
We stopped.
Okay.
I think that... And then he also had better receivers... Oh, because he had Robbie Anderson, if you remember, and a few other receivers, whereas the Bills, they had a few players that kind of emerged later in the season, but they didn't have anyone really reliable, you know, and...
Foster, McKenzie...
Not reliable. I can't say that they were reliable, and I can't say that they were...
I mean, really, none of the receivers could be passed to when they were in coverage. They were good at getting out of coverage, and that's when you would quickly fire to them.
But it would have to be in a very
close time frame, because they weren't the tallest receivers. They weren't the biggest, so you couldn't just throw it up to them. Calvin Benjamin sucked dookie. He was actually trash. I mean, he could not catch whatsoever. But Robert Foster, Isaiah McKenzie, and Zay Jones, they could get open, and you would have to throw it quickly because they would be covered again. But that's what they were good at. They could not catch it when they were in coverage.
I wouldn't quite say that they could. The thing is, I feel like Zay Jones and sometimes Calvin Benjamin, not really though. Mostly Zay Jones, I feel like he was the only reliable receiver. I think most of those players would not be a number one receiver for pretty much any other NFL team. They definitely wouldn't start for the Jets. They wouldn't start for, like, any team.
No, they would start for the Jets.
No.
The second string wide receiver for the Jets is, like, Jeremy Curley.
Well, okay. No, but they wouldn't start for a string, though.
Oh, okay. Yeah, true.
That's what I meant.
Really, all the Bills receivers, none of them could have started for any other team.
Yeah, probably not. But also, back to Josh Allen and Sam Darnold. I would like to see how they perform this year. Now, Josh Allen had more interceptions to touchdowns than Sam Darnold, but Sam Darnold had more interceptions, but also more touchdowns. So, but at the same time, it's like you have better receivers and all that. So, I think with his better receivers, him still throwing those interceptions, I mean, his first NFL play was a pick six.
Yeah,
so.
and Josh Allen, he had to throw on the run a lot. I mean, so he had to get good at that. Yeah, he had to get good. Sam Darnold, on the other hand, he had a better O-line. I mean, not a great O-line, but he definitely had a better O-line. So, he could throw from the pocket. He had more time to throw than Josh Allen did. So, Sam Darnold, really, his mistakes were to blame on him, whereas Josh Allen's mistakes, yes, they were his fault, but he was also pressured a lot because of his O-line. So,
but, see, the thing is, I feel like it's not between Sam Darnold or Josh Allen. It's not between Baker Mayfield. Josh Rosen isn't even in the question. I honestly think that Lamar Jackson is probably the best quarterback out of that draft class. But
yeah.
The thing is, so many teams, four teams that drafted quarterbacks. None of those five teams drafted quarterbacks in the first round. Lamar Jackson was the last quarterback picked in the first round.
Who was the other team that drafted? Who was the other
Browns,
team?
The Cardinals.
Wait,
the
Cardinals drafted?
Josh Rosen.
I thought he was drafted this year.
No, it's Kyler Murray.
Oh no, yeah, you're right.
Okay, so speaking of
about Josh Rosen because he's so dookie. Hey, whatever happened to Ryan Tannehill?
He's on the Titans. He's a backup. I hope that Mariota just, like, doesn't play. I don't hope that he gets injured, but I hope that Tannehill starts because it's a guaranteed win for us.
Even with Marcus Mariota, it's pretty much a guaranteed win for us.
By the way, we're recording this before Sunday, so we're probably going to be, like, talking about stuff that hasn't happened yet, and you're going to be like, wait a minute, why are they giving their predictions after the game happened? Because we're recording this before the game.
Yeah, it's Saturday. You're going to be listening to it, like, some other day.
So, I feel like Josh Rosen, can we talk about him? I feel kind of bad for him because he was drafted in the first round by the Cardinals. The Cardinals then drafted in the next year. They drafted Kyler Murray. Sorry, I can't speak right now.
Wait, and so then, the Cardinals drafted two rookie quarterbacks in two consecutive years.
Exactly.
First
round.
Did they even keep Josh Rosen?
No, they traded him to the Dolphins for actually a high-priced second-round pick.
Wow.
But, I mean, first-round pick, you know, there's a reason he was in the first round.
I mean, the Dolphins didn't need a new quarterback, but...
Yeah, they were looking for a new quarterback.
They should have kept Tannehill.
No, they weren't happy with his performance.
He's definitely bad, but...
You know, but rookies can progress. He is a veteran, though, and he's still bad.
True.
So, to put it simply, I could say that more, but, like, to put it simply, he's a veteran, and he's still not great. And they still aren't happy with him. But Josh Rosen, the Dolphins are definitely going to have a high pick this year.
Yeah, a couple high picks. I mean, they did trade Minkah Fitzpatrick to the Steelers. Yep,
and the Steelers are not going to be doing great. So, yeah, we'll have a couple high picks. But the thing is, if they could draft a quarterback, you have some actually very good talent coming out of college this year. You have Justin What's-His-Name from Oregon and Tua What's-His-Name from Alabama.
I don't pay any attention to college, so you're just going to carry me through this part.
Okay, so there's some decent quarterbacks. There's some great ones coming through for 2020, and then there's also some decent ones that, hey, you know, might come out as, you know, somebody might find something, or they might perform well in the combine, and they might suddenly rock it up.
I think Bill Belichick should find a quarterback, because Brady, he is going to retire soon.
And he's traded all of his other quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Because they had...
Bill Belichick needs a quarterback now.
Well, because they had Jimmy G.
Yes.
Out the drain. Who was the other quarterback behind Jimmy G? Do you remember?
I don't remember his name, but he did. He had a broken wrist. He was their third-string quarterback, and he ended up carrying the Patriots to a defeat against Buffalo 16-0 2 years ago.
I like how you said it, carrying them to a defeat.
That's what happened. It was his fault they lost.
Yeah, but I think they traded him. They drafted a rookie in the second or third round this year, Brian Hoyer.
They did?
Yep, Brian Hoyer. They traded him to the Colts as a backup because, you know, Andrew Luck is injured, but they're starting Jacoby Brissett.
Andrew, did you say Andrew Luck's injured?
Yeah, I meant retired. I'm so sorry. anyway, so they traded him, and I think they have a backup, but nobody good, so... Yeah, they could use to draft a quarterback, but yes, they also could do something else. And knowing the Patriots,
I think the Patriots are going to be the next team to draft two consecutive quarterbacks, two first round picks, and two consecutive years.
Okay,
they're going to need it. Brady's retiring after this season unless he doesn't renew his contract. Yeah,
let's be honest,
he's gonna renew his contract probably.
Probably. He's Brady. He's ageless one.
But if
Wait,
he doesn't...
Oh, I know.
The ageless one.
Wait, I was going to say one. Yeah, but Brady is a Greek myth. You know why? Because there were goats in the Greek myths, but like immortal goats that couldn't die, and he isn't retiring from football, and he's the goat. So he's pretty much Giannis.
Matthew. Anyway, so yeah, Patriots need some new quarterbacks. Brady's going to retire soon, probably, most likely, maybe. We really can't say
probably
for sure.
Most likely, maybe.
yeah. The Bills, they do need a new quarterback, though. There's Josh Allen. He's doing nice. But behind them, there's Barkley. And really, Madden 20 has him at a 65. I can't agree with that. Because he has done well the couple of times he has had to start behind Josh Allen.
I agree.
But if he gets injured, the Bills are screwed. Like, they need... I mean, we... The Bills... I know the Bills did a lot of work to their O-line, but if Josh Allen gets injured, I cannot trust their O-line enough to hold... to keep their quarterback safe. The Bills need either more O-line protection...
No, their O-line's good. Their O-line's good.
Their O-line is good, but the Patriots... Did you see what happened with the Patriots?
Tom Brady Josh got pressured like three times.
I meant on the offensive side of the ball. Josh Allen was sacked, what, five times? Barkley, he because of the Bills' O-line, he threw the game-losing pick.
You know,
The Bills either need improvements on their O-line or a third-string quarterback, and I suggest both.
Why do they need a third-string quarterback?
Because their O-line is still not great.
So why do they need a third-string quarterback?
In case their first two get injured. Because if their first two get injured, as I said before, they're screwed.
Practice squad.
Practice squad sucks. All the players on the practice squad are dookie.
And all the players that we can sign for an affordable price are also dookie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I meant draft picks.
We're going to draft a quarterback.
Yeah,
we have Josh
not.
Allen.
We could draft some more O-linemen. That would be nice.
We drafted Cody Ford. No,
you
know what we
need? More O-linemen.
What do you think like the Bills could improve most at? Not quarterback.
O-line.
I think receiver.
No, maybe.
Yeah, a receiver.
No, O-line.
We have O-line. Some good receivers. Yeah, I guess O-line, but no, receiver. Let's be honest, it's receiver.
It's O-line.
Receiver.
Both.
Yeah, okay, I'll give it that. Okay. So, any other stuff?
Well, I think the Bills can make a wild card this year.
Yeah, I believe that. I'll go with that. The thing is, I feel like the Titans game is a very important game because the Titans are probably in the wild card race as well. I think the beating.
No,
the
they're
Titans
not. They're not. They're
be...
not. They're not. They're not.
Okay,
they are
but
not
okay,
in
okay,
the
okay.
Race.
Fine.
Okay,
fine,
race,
fine.
I'm going to tell you the race.
No. You told me this last episode.
This is how the AFC looks
episode.
Right
no,
now.
No, I believe it. I believe you told me this last episode.
No, Patriots leading AFC East. The Chiefs are also going to be leading. Let's see what else. The Chargers are going to be leading. What else? Hang on. I think I just messed up my divisions. There are four?
Yeah, an East.
I need to do some thinking time real quick.
AFC West, AFC East, AFC North, AFC South.
Why am I thinking there are five divisions?
Wait, what are they?
Bills, Dolphins, Patriots and Jets.
Yeah.
Chiefs, Broncos, Raiders, and Chargers.
Yes.
Browns, Steelers, Ravens. Don't tell me. Jags.
No.
Don't tell me.
I can do it.
Shh.
We played them.
Bengals. I knew it. And then Jaguars, Titans, Colts, and Texans. So I think it's going to be.
Wait, what about the fifth one?
I miscounted. So it's going to be division leaders are going to be Patriots, Chiefs, Ravens, and probably Texans. Wild cards are going to be a race between Bills.
Chargers.
Actually, what? I think Bills and Chargers already clinched a wild card, to be honest.
No,
nobody
not
else
the Bills,
is good.
Not the Bills.
Okay, actually, no. Wild card is going to be a race between Bills,
Browns.
Chargers,
Browns.
No,
they're,
no.
They're,
and Colts.
They're 3-1.
They're 2-2.
They're 3-1.
Check.
Okay.
Look it up right now.
Okay.
You won't.
Oh, you're
anyway.
Right. You're right. They're 2-2. See, I thought that they were better than that because they're leading their division. AFC North for you, kids.
Wait, the Ravens? The Browns and the Ravens are in the same division.
Yeah. Well, it's tied. They're both 2-2.
Really?
But it has Browns better because they like the Browns more and they beat the Ravens, though.
No, at that point, it's alphabetical order.
No.
Yeah, Cleveland,
no.
Browns, Baltimore.
No,
wait,
the Browns...
that doesn't make sense.
Exactly. The Browns beat
Did the Browns
the
get a divisional win?
Yeah, the Browns beat the Ravens.
Oh, that's why.
I
okay.
Think.
Wait, no, they didn't. They haven't played yet.
Yeah. The Browns beat the Ravens 40-25.
Oh, fudge knockers.
Oh, yeah. So the last thing, the Seahawks beat the Rams 30-29.
I know. I watched part of that game. I watched the first half. The Seahawks were leading 14-6.
Wow.
Yeah, I know, right?
Wow.
Jared Goff threw a touchdown to Cooper Kupp to make it 14-13. And then they ended up going into second half.
And it was bedtime for Sky.
Yeah, I was, yeah.
I guess it was a Thursday night, though. They should make it a Friday.
Yeah.
Well, actually, no, because people want to do stuff on Friday nights. Anything else?
Josh Allen's better than Sam Darnold.
So, if you enjoy this podcast, go on iTunes, leave us a 5-star rating and a review, and share with your friends and family.
And if you don't have any...
No. So if you enjoy,
I'm tired. I can't remember my line.
So if you enjoy this podcast, go on iTunes, leave us a 5-star rating and a review, and share with your friends and family.
If you have any.
If you don't have any, we'll be your friends and probably not your family.
Because that would be weird.
So I'm Matthew.
And this is Sky.
And we're signing
off.
No,
you're going to hear us in the next episode.
I know. I have to say we're signing off. And we're signing off for now. See ya.
Hear us.
Okay. We're signing off for now. You're supposed to correct me, remember? Okay, we're signing off for now. I'm Matthew.
This
Scott.
This is Sky.
And we'll see you in the next episode.
No.
That was genuinely my fault. And you'll hear us in the next episode. Hear us.